Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A police officer now in the hospital after being shot last night while executing a search warrant in Rahway.
Police tape still blocking off the residential area here on Broad Street as the investigation has been going on all night. Officers from several communities coming together to serve this search warrant, and then two suspects making a run for it. One of them fired upon the cops. The detective from Perth Amboy hit three times in the leg, obviously rattling the nerves of the residents here.
It's scary. I've been living here 10 years. I've been in Rahway 16. I used to live on St. George Avenue, and this is the closest I've ever come to anything like this.
The wounded detective's in stable condition at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital this morning. Both of those suspects in custody. We're going to learn more about them from the Union County prosecutor later on today. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Rahway.
Quite the scene in Brooklyn overnight, where an MTA bus crashed into a Burger King on Day Hill Road and Fort Hamilton Parkway. It appears the driver had a medical episode while making a turn and slammed into the fast food restaurant, which fortunately was already closed for the night. Two women, one 60, the other 23, were the only passengers on the bus. Neither was hurt. The driver was taken to Maimonides in stable condition. Another round in the mission by some to get congestion pricing back on track. This is in the form of two new lawsuits, which the New York Post says are going to be filed today. One by the Riders Alliance and the Sierra Club, and the second by the City Club of New York. Well, City Comptroller Brad Lander has confirmed he's got an announcement later this morning. He'll be joined outside One Center Street by members of those organizations and others. Well, it seems President Biden has lots of company recovering from COVID. The CDC says cases are spiking nationwide, with nearly 40 states reporting high COVID activity levels and ER visits at their highest since February. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says it's not just older folks getting sick.
COVID is still one of the worst viral respiratory infections, and infants and kids may have little to no immunity to COVID. They also have smaller airways, so when they get a viral respiratory infection, which causes airway inflammation and mucus plugging, they're more likely to get into trouble.
Well, if you get COVID, doctors say you should isolate until you are fever-free for at least 24 hours without the help of fever-reducing meds, and until your overall symptoms improve. Then, for another 5 days, you should wear a mask around other people. Well, the Paris Olympics now putting a focus on French food here at home.
That's the sound of chefs at French restaurant Essential by Christophe on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, basting chicken and beef in the traditional fashion. Executive chef and partner Christophe Belanca.
People in New York, they are curious about the French food, also the way we cook, like French technique.
But the French food of yesterday is not the same as 2024.
The perception of the French food for people is probably a lot of butter and cream and very heavy.
His restaurant offers variations on the classics like steak au poivre.
Inside the poivre sauce, I put some sake.
One reason why the restaurant's guests are saying merci.
That's correspondent Wendy Gillette. All right, AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg, you ready for a little New York history lesson on 1010
Winds? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
On this day in 1953...
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
The subway and bus fare in the city rose, are you ready, from 10 to 15 cents.
Oh, my goodness. And people were probably screaming.
Yes, I bet they were. It's also, by the way, the day they started using the old subway tokens.
I'm glad those things are gone.
Yeah, and we're glad about that. They had a nice 50-year run, but, you know, bye-bye. So now folks can sound smart around the water cooler this morning. You're welcome for that. For only the second time of all time, the Mets have themselves a Subway Series season sweep.
And Susan, Yankee manager Aaron Boone was beside himself last night at the stadium.
We got to play better, okay? We have it right in front of us. We're a really good team that has played of late. We need to be better. I'm not going to define stretch this or that. We got to go win.
And if you're wondering what set him off.
Judge is back and it is gone. Beyond the Mets bullpen in left center field. A long home run by Francisco Lindor. His second home run of the game, his 21st of the year. A three-run homer. And the Mets have busted this baby wide open. It is 11-2 in favor of the Mets.
Called by Howie Rose at WCBS. Part of a six-run eighth inning. And the final score would be 12-3. Mark or nay, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
Together,
All right, a little Turtles music on 1010 Winds for a happy turtle who wasn't so happy a while back. We're talking about Orzo, the endangered sea turtle who was rescued in pretty bad shape last year. Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Clavin.
Last fall, the sea turtle that we call him Orzo, that's his name. He was found cold stunned in the water. And what that is when the ocean temperature changes drop dramatically, it really stuns the turtle.
Aw, poor baby. Well, he's been cared for by the Atlantic Marine Conservation Society, which says he's good to go and will be released back into the ocean at 6 this evening. In fact, Clavin's going to take part in that big send-off at Point Lookout.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.